Afkov Dalit Ahmed Aleph by the Mishnah. Mitsuda is Chaya Va'oif Vedogim Shason Me'erev Yontif. The person spread out traps for a Chaya Va'oif Vedogim La'yitel Mehem Be'yontif. He's not permitted to take from them in Yontif. He comes Yontif and he sees that there are trapped animals or dogim. Elim ken yedeya sheni tzoydei me'erev yontif. Unless he knows clearly that they were trapped erev yontif, so then it was min hamucham. Umayse benochi echot shehevi dogim l'ram gamliel. A guy once brought dogim l'ram gamliel in yontif. Ba'amah mutah inhein, Ram Gamliel said them mutah, O she'ein ritzayni lekabel heimenu, so here Rashi says he didn't want to accept it from him, because it's a, because he hated him. Let us see Rashi. Betorim heim b'gmore porich, my solicitor. And Ram Gamliel said, you're allowed to be mekabel. He doesn't want to be mekabel. She'ein ritzayni lekabel heimenu, she'ani sainai. So the Gemara asks, my solicitor, the Tanakama, seems to say that Tzofik Bucha is awesome. Rabbi Gamliel, and then he brings a Maisa that it's Muta. Chasuri Merse Vachik Tani, Tzofik Muchan awesome. Tanakama holds, that what the Tanakama says, it's only permissible if you know clearly that it was trapped Erev Yontev. Because he also offered Muchanosa, but Gamliel Mata. Maisenami benochi echot shevi dogn lam Gamliel, ba'oma mutoramein aloshen ritzoine li kabel haimenu. Let us see Rashi, Maisa lista bit miyin. Chiderech hamedabrim loimodova, umevi in Maisa achav lahakresh dibo harishin. He says, no. It's chsuri mechsa, klaim, sofik muchan, klaima, bezu she amalnu, leyito mehemi sofik, dahainu sofik muchan, besofik mukse, the sofik mukse of osa, lab divrei hakali, el le plukte, dram gamli rabbi shui, le kamon, beshmaiten, masina lo bebreis. So we have here a machloikis, the Tanakame and Rabbi Gamliel, if Sofik Bucha is Buta or Osa. Now, the Shaila is why Sofik Bucha and Sofik Mukze, Lacheretz a Sofik de Rabbono. So, what is the Svara of the Tanakame that Asa? So, the Kevege brings down there are two Mahalchim, which really are in the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis asked Akashim, there it said that a Beye, that Mabura Barai said that the Sofik Beye was Neul Biyontev, it wasn't Neul Biyontev, so it says Sveika Asura. The Gemara makes a Cheshbin, if you hold the Tama Beis, Al Tzachone, Sveika Darai Seh, L'chumre. You hold that the time is out, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, out Gzeire, Mishem Ashkim Shezovu, Mishem Peres Anoishrim. So why should it be Yossi? You should say, Sveike the Rabbona Lekula. That's the Gemara's Kash. And the Gemara does not mention Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman started off the Sugya that saying that Rebbe is also out Mukse. So the Taisvus Yishonim and Rav Gimlom at Bey says, Aval Rav Nachman Loi Porich, the mukze chamire vahave ke'ein de'yereise kesofik muchan da'osa lekamon vavchavtale. So the Taisvus Yishonim brings down a svore that mukze chomer vahave ke'ein de'yereise, but they were masmechit on the din of veichinu as asher yaviyu, that one is only permitted to eat min hamuchan, and it is a, they gave it a din of a derais. That's one mahalach. We have another mahalach in the sugya, adaftarit obin aleph, The Gemara says the reason why a suffix bay is also Rashi said because it's a dover sheyesh lematirim, and a dover sheyesh lematirim just like it doesn't become bottles, a dover sheyesh lematirim also is a din. You should not say suffix the rabbanu lahokol. You should be machmer asha techlanu beisa techlanu beheta. You should not take a chance in yontif and wait till mitzvah yontif in order to eat it. So we have here two reasons to explain why Safik Muchan is Asa. Either it has a Chaymel of a Deraise, or it's a Dabo Sheyesh Lematirim. So Rabbi Kivegel says, Rabbi Gamliel that says that it's Muta, so that's Klo. That Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's a Darabonon, and a Dabo Sheyesh Lematirim is Muta. That's clear. The Tanakame that says that it's also, so L'chayre, there's no reason to say that there's two reasons why it's also. I mean, either reason is sufficient. Either he holds Dovo Sheyesh Lematirin is also, or he holds that he has a din of a deraisa. I mean, Gamliel, in order to be matter, he has to hold that it's a derabon, and he holds Dovo Sheyesh Lematirin is mutter. But the Tanakame does not have to hold both reasons. So either two mahalchim, either out suffik muchan is like a deraisa, or out sovash yesh lematirim is awesome. Rabbi Kivega says there'll be a nafkemina. If what the reason is, nafkemina will be if you have something that's going to spoil. Something that's going to spoil if you'll wait till after yom tov. So if the reason is out suffik muchan, is a chayman sofik muchan, so it'll be asa. The reason is al stovo sheyesh lematirin, it will be muta, since you can't say hacha techlanu beisa techlanu beheta, because there's no techlanu beheta. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. Now let us go a little further in the sugya. Oma Rabbi Yehuda Oma Shmuel, so we have here that Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said, we don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Ve'ike demasni lo ahodesanye sofik muchen. Rabbi Gamliel matav Rabbi Yeshua Isa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, haloche ke Rabbi Yeshua. So we have here the vial to Lashainis. Let us see Rashi. The master of the Shmuel, the Osser Suffolk Muchen. Aho. Man the Masni Amasnissen, Amma Eina Lochik Ram Gamliel. A Shaykh, Rahik Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum de Leitoni Lei, with Rabbi Yeshua be Masnissen. It doesn't say Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, so Mameli couldn't say Halochik Rabbi Yeshua. She said Eina Lochik Ram Gamliel. Lachsa, he could say, Aloha Ketana Kame. Why did he have to say, Aloha Kame Gamliel? I was just thinking, perhaps we could say the difference between the first Loshen and the second Loshen. Api Divrei Rabbi Kiveg, we had mentioned before. According to the first Loshen, Gamliel holds two things. Gamliel holds it's a Darabonon, Safik Muchan is a Darabonon. Which where that it applies the law of Sofik to Rabbanon Lahokul. And Rabbi Gamliel also holds that the Tzadavah Sheyesh Lematirim is Mutav. There's no Chayma on a Sofik to Rabbanon. So, L'chayre, by saying Ein Aloche Kam Gamliel, L'chayre, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul is just saying that we don't hold these both Klolim. I mean, either we hold a Dovo Sheyesh, like we could hold Dovo Sheyesh Lematirim. It's also, that's all what he's saying. He's not saying more than that. Ein Aloche Kam Gamliel. Gamliel said two statements, that it's a Sofik Rabbonon, a Dovo Sheyesh Lematirim is Mutus. He said, Ein Aloche Kam Gamliel. The second, the Bereise that said, Sofik Muchen Rabbi Gamliel Mater Rabbi Yeshua Oiser, So here it would seem that Rabbi Yeshua asserted Sofik Muchen, and perhaps we could be medayik if Rabbi Yeshua, it says Rabbi Yeshua asserts Sofik Muchen, would seem every Sofik Muchen is also a filu a little spoil, and perhaps it's not so rochik to say that dogim mistame could very easily spoil if there won't be edible the day after Yontif. And Rabbi Yeshua oiser, so could be the second lashon. He says halachic Rabbi Yeshua says sofik muchen is also in all cases. So perhaps he means to say that it's also out the time of that here's a chaimer sofik muchen is also. But the Sofik Muchen is a Sofik Chamuret, a Sofik Ein Darais, and we're Machma. Perhaps we could say that. Let's go a little further. That could be that, but like this is very modern, and we have two Lashainis. Here we said, Ein Elochikam Gamliel, and here we said, Elochikam Yeshua. So Lachayre could be there's a difference between these two Lashainis. But let's go a little further. The Ike the Master Law of Hodisanya. Others said, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said halacha on a third Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows, Shoichtim min ha-Nigrim b'yontif. Nigrim was a bivar, an enclosed area that the animals were trapped already. And there used to be canals in these bivrim that the animals used to drink water from. So they were called nigrim. Sheikhtim, and they were min amuchan. Sheikhtim min ha-nigrim b'yontev, avoloi min harishtais min ha-machmeres. But if one finds an animal in a trap, an yontev, so that's sofik muchan, that is awesome. Rabbi Shimon ben Alozo Eimer, Bo umotzon mikulkolim me erev yontif. The person came erev yontif, and we'll see in Rashi that before the behemoth got trapped, it was very possible that the trap became mikulkol. Let us see Rashi. Shoichtim min anigrim, shoichtim chayes min bevrin, the fish and nitzoidim v'oimdim, so it's nitzid already, you don't have to make a nitzoidim, and it's mukhan, v'ashem sh'oisin sham nigrei mayim, v'charitzim lishte sachayi sham korolu nigrim, that's why that mokim is called nigrim, the places where there's canals of water for the chayes. Avoloi min arishtis, motza chaymim tzedosei, sofik nitzet hayoim, sofik nitzet me'esma. Bo me'erev yontef. Now, that was the Tanakhama. Now, Rabbi Shimon Lozo says, bo me'erev yontef, l'mokim sh'oye pusim, where the arishtis was spread out. V'hein ba'orech mil, echatzi mil, it was spread out at a large distance. Shechaye noifeles paroishoy echot. As soon as the chaye fell into one, this was a tremendous trap. Mitoich shem misparekes or misnatekes lotzeis. Since it's fighting to try and get itself out, hametzude miskalkulois kulam. So the whole thing becomes mekulkul. Paroishi hasheni nitak mimokim shenitka. So the other side also tears itself off from where it was attached. Besimin huloi, so when the person passes the other side, he also knows sheyesh chaya b'roisha acha. So now it says as follows. Bo umotzon mikulkolim me'erev yontev, biyadua shem'erev yontev nitzaydu. So he comes by, he checked on the traps Erev Yontif. He did not see it's a middle, he didn't have time to go the whole length of the Mitzudeh. But he sees on one side where he passed by, he saw that Mikukuda was torn off from where it was banged in. So he realizes that epistutzach. Bidu shem erev yantav nitzaydu. So it was nitzav erev yantav umatorah. Bo umotzon mikulkolim biyantav. What if he came and he found that it was mikulkol biyantav? Biyedua shem yantav nitzaydu. Vasurin. Like the Gemara Gufe Kash, we have here a stira between the Reish and the Seif. Amrit bo amotza mikol kolam erev yontev, biyedu eshim erev yontev nitzaydu. Time of the bo amotzon mikol kolam, so he knows klo that it was mikol kolam erev yontev. Hosfeike, but what if he didn't come erev yontev? He doesn't know. And it's also a meseifa, bo amotza mikol kolam biyontev, that means he knows that it became the skalko biyontev, the yedua shebiyantem nitzaydu. Time of the bom at some mikol kolim. Asveike me erev yantem nitzaydu umatorim. So from the sefer would seem that after if he knows klo was niskalkol erev yantem, then the halacha is that the sefer says after if he knows it was niskalkol in yantem, then it is also, but misofik it is mutter. Yeah. Asveik is a Gemara answer, so to steer it. Harikama. Gemara answers as follows. Bo umotzon mikol kolim me'erev yontev. Viyadua shmerev yontev nitzaydu umotorim. Asveik, but if it's a sofik, nase kemisha nitzaydu biyontev, va'asurim. But if it's a sofik, so then it's just like it was nitzed beyonted or asunet. And this memra of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I'm Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, halachik Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Now let us see Rashi. Niskalkalu beyonted, hakoch hachochi mashme, shevadai niskalkalu beyonted. I know clearly that the trap was niskalko beyond the gain. Shebotkan mishech sheicha was boidik the trap mishech sheicha like how you mikol kolim va'ashev mikol kolim. So memela. So therefore, there's still the kediyukim. Allah hiporech haguf hakash. Harigasinim time at the bo motzon asafik hosa harikam. Bekula choda milsei, so there's one big hemshe. Bo umotzum shenis kalkul merev yontev, yedue shemerev yontev nitzaydu. Be'im yeish lochush veloima shenis kalkul biyontev, kigoy. Shaloi bo umotzum yes milmukul kolim. That he was not mevar, that was mekulkul me esmael. Arei hein ke ilu yodua shebiyontev nimtzaydu. So it's just like it's yodua shebiyontev nimtzaydu. We'll come back to this Rashi soon. Alohi ke Rabbi Shimon, the omar sofik muchan osa. Heicha debo umotzon mekulkul me esmael. Now, here Rashi is explaining what is happening over here. The Marsha says, and the Rashba also says, Claude, this is a machlokes, the Tanakhama, a very interesting machlokes. The machlokes, the Tanakhama, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanakhama says, Shechte min hanigrim v'yontev. That yalat hashech. Aboloi min harishtis and min hamechmoiris. That means if a behemoth is trapped and you don't know clearly that it was trapped erev yontev, you're not allowed to shecht from it. That's shitas atanakam. Now, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said akula. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that if you saw that the trap is niskalkul, so the Marsha says it's korev levadai that it was nitzit now. But it's not 100%. It could very well be that it's not nitzed yet. It's not that the chai is not nitzed. Kilkul is not a birul gomo that it was nitzed now when you see the kilkul. So, according to the Tanna Kamma, that also goes into the category of Sofik Muchon. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, since it's a Kol of Levadai, that Mistame, it was Nitzot, now if you see Kilku, so that spells out 95% that was Seder. So Memele, so this does not fall into the category of Sofik Muchon, and this is Mutter. Now, Davoni, I don't understand, Klo, what's the svara of the Tanakama? A Kol of Levadai is Mistame. It's a roiv Mistame, and so Lechere, I don't understand the svara of the Tanakama. That's one ha'ore. Now, I had another ha'ore. We have here a Psagans Ariches, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, if it's a Sofik, if it was Niskalko, Erev Yontev or Yontev, is so it's a Sveiko Nase Kemishin Etzaydu B'Yontev Asurim. But if it's a Sofik, it's just like I know if it was Nitzad B'Yontev. And that's Kilo Nitzayde B'yomtiv. And Rashi says, Kloda Vashtarein Kilo Yodua Shebiyomtiv Nitzaydu. It's just like I know Shebiyomtiv, if it's a Sofik, it was Nitzad, Erev Yomtiv, or Yomtiv, Arein Kilo Yodua Shebiyomtiv Nitzaydu. Now, Darsach Mir, in Rab Shimon ben Elazar, we don't have the Sofik of Rabbi Kivega, why he was Machmer. That means if the reason is out Tavor Sheyesh Le Matirim, Tavor Sheyesh Le Matirim is not a psak in the, not a hachro in the Sufik. Okay, Tavor Sheyesh Le Matirim is, the Sufik is a Sufik Traboni, Sufik Traboni Lohokul. But we're telling the Gavre, but hold yourself back, be Pirish. Asha Techlano Beisa Techlano Beheta. So Lohoire, this lotion to say, Harei hen keilu yodue shebiyomtev nitzaydu. He said a klora zach. It's just like I can assume, if I don't know clearly, I can assume, or I should assume, that it was nitzad biyomtev. L'cher, this is very much mashma like the Taisus Yishonim. That Sofik Muchon, you say l'chumre. Sofik, the Raisa l'chumre, l'cher, that's right. We're machria, the Sofik, we have to assume the tzad achoyma. So it's good to lash na reid kilo yadua shenitzit biyanta. If the isa would be al stavo sheyesh le matirim, means the lash not as a reid kilo yadua shebiyanta nitzaydu. Pshat is, I don't know when it was nitzit, but I have to be machma. But not, here it says it seems I have a chron de sofik. Sofik is the lash sheyesh le matirim, it's not a chron de sofik, it's only a chi of prisha on the gavre, he should restrain himself till after Yom Tov. And befrat, if it says, it says, kilo yadua shebi Yom Tov nitzaydu, if it would be yadua shebi Yom Tov nitzaydu, and it could be niskalkul to the day after, it's zicha also. If we say that after, that Allah is kilo yadua shebi Yom Tov nitzaydu, so it seems again that the Isser is not altsdova sheyesh lematirim, the Isser is alts Zachaymer and Sofik Mucham. Now, someone wanted to say, if in Kainim Anachnu, that the time of Rab Shimon ben Elazar is out Sofik Mucham, the time is out Sofik Mucham, and so therefore it could be therefore, it could be that if it's a korev levadai, that it was nitzud erev yontet, that's the case it was niskalkul be'erev yontet, so I have achro on the suffix, so a korev levadai is like a roiv. So roiv is saying that it was nitzud me'erev yontet, she was niskalkul, the mitzud erev yontet, some estomet, it was nitzud also erev yontet. So in Sveik is the Yeraise, so it could be we could be Machia the Sufik with a Kov Labadi, which is similar to a Roi. Perhaps the Tanakama holds that the Tanakama is Mater The Tanakama is machme afilo by kol v'lobadai. So perhaps we could say the Tanakama held in the din of dovo ashe techlenu b'isa techlenu b'heter, that it means he held you shouldn't rely afilo on roiv also. Now we have a shtickle. Maybe that is a so now we understand the Tanakama. I mean, if we're going with chumres, that just like we don't rely on bittel b'roiv is also, but. So maybe you don't rely on Halech HaChareiv also, that this is only, you can wait till tomorrow, so why do you, this is not glatt kosher, it's perhaps we could say this is the Sfor of the Tanakhama. There's a problem in this, because we had a Tosfos on Bav Zayin Amud Beis in Aran, that, it seems from Tosfos that, the Chaymer of Dovah Shiesh Lamatirim, if there's a Roy, you rely on Roy. That's what the Dran says, Klo. The Ran and Dav Zayin Amud Beis and Tosfos, the Ramasal Ki also says like that, that, but if you have a Roy, you have a Rubit Alessa, come a Roy, Stodim, that's telling me that it's Mutter, even though it's a Dovah Shiesh Lamatirim, we are Merkel. Maybe this time it came out differently, but like this, we have to understand, was unable to be mevare, why is the Tanakama machmer if it's a kor of levadai? But omar motorim hein. Motorim lamai, for what can one do with them? According to Rav Gamliel, holds that Sofik Muchon is Mutter. Motorim Lamai, Rav Omer Motorim Lekabel. That he's permitted to accept it from the Goy. And he's permitted to be metaltalit. Lekabel, betiltu, the kulu hai loy achmer besofik Muchon. They weren't machmel besofik muchan the litzari betiltu. Avol ba'achila loy sharinu Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel was not matter ba'achila. He said the whole Ram Gamliel was only matter to take it from the goy, to be metalfulit, but more than that, he wasn't matter. Yeah. Rashi says the Svara because Sofik Muchan, only a Sofik, maybe it is Muchan. So they only were Machmer and the Iker Isra of Mukhtis, one should eat a Davar Muchan, so that they were Machmer. By Tiltu, that's the Mashmois of Rashi, by Tiltu, since it's only Tiltu, this is a different Gzeirin Gansen, so this to a Meikle by Sofik Muchan. So I saw two different Svaris, why to be Meikle here by Tiltu more than Achila. Rabbi Kevedia says that in Tiltu, The whole svare of Dovah Shiesh Lei Matirim is Ache Techlano Be'Israel Techlano Be'Heta. That means you're going to eat it, or giving you permission to eat it, so why should you eat it in Yom Tov? You'll eat it the day after Yom Tov. So you're not losing out, you're losing out a day, but I mean, we're not taking anything away from you. So the whole svare is, if he has one shimush, and the shail is, when should he make the shimush in Yom Tov or the day after Yom Tov? So he said, listen, why can't you understand to be frum? Wait till after Yom Tov to do the shimush. But tiltu is something he can do in Yom Tov. He can do the day after also. Tiltu is not something that it is no tiltu. mean, I want to be metalta today, but metalta tomorrow also. That means here you're taking away. I want to be metalta both days. So here there's a svara to say that there's no heter of here there's no chumra of davar sheyesh leimatirin. So Mekevege mentioned such a svara. So it could be, that means, according to Rav, Rabbi Gamliel also holds the svara of davar sheyesh leimatirin is also, but he holds by tiltul it doesn't apply. And the Tzlach says that it's a different svara. The Tzlach mentions a svara over here. He says it's a very modern loshon. Rav Omar mutorim lekabel. So he says, why couldn't he say mutorim letaltol? Well, why wouldn't he have to speak of mutorim lekabel? Rashi says lekabel betiltol. The Tzlach says a very interesting svara. The whole din of dover sheyesh lematirim that is also is davkef. I know klo. I'll be able to eat it tomorrow. So Mamela, so there's a tiny, so listen, so why should you eat it today? Eat it tomorrow. He says, but what if there's a suffix, maybe tomorrow I won't be able to eat it? And there's no tiny So he says, this is a very interesting case over here. The guy brought him something today. No, thank you very much. A good talk. Who says the guy's gonna bring it tomorrow? Who says tomorrow Bechlau the guy's going to bring it? It's a guarantee. Today it's Yom Tov. The guy's in a good mood somehow. So the guy brought him a thing today. Tomorrow could be he won't bring it to him. So he says, Mutorim lekabel. Are you mutter to take it today? So since you're allowed to take it, they mailed they were matter tiltal. So Memele, he says, tiltal they were matter because they wanted to be matter to be mekabel, because they won't be mekabel, it's not called the dover sheyesh lematirim, because who says the guy will bring it tomorrow? But more than that, they weren't matter. So also, a svare, Rabbi Emerson, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, also holds the union of dover sheyesh lematirim. Rabbi Gamliel holds the dover sheyesh lematirim, that is also, but until till, he holds it as mutter. He does have a kevegas for it, or else a tzlach for it. But Rashi seems to say it's a different svara. Rashi seems to say that tilt bochal is a gringere iser, so by suffix they were makel. The Levi Omar mutorim bachila. And Levi said, according to Rabbi Gamliel, mutorim you're allowed to eat it also. Omar Rav. Lo'ilam al yimna odam atzme v'beis ha-medrash afilu sho'achas. Ano v'levi havinen kami d'rebi ki omro lo'hosh maite bu'ut. Lo'hosh maite. We both were together in the beis medrash. Bu'ut ha'omar motorim b'achila. At night, Rebbe said, pshatnam gamlilis, it's mut b'achila. B'tzafra omar motorim l'kabol. In the morning, Rebbe was chayzer, and he said, Pshat Ram Gamliel is that he's only matter tilt. Ano davoi be midroshes. I went in the morning also. Hadribis, I was chayzer, so I saw Rebbe was chayzer, so I was chayzer. Levi d'lei have be midroshe, loy hoda be. Meisvei. And it's very interesting about, that Levi was not, if that was the case, and somehow, why Levi was chaylik on Rav? Rav says he heard Rabbi was chayzaboy. Why wasn't Levi chayzaboy because of the sa'idus of Rav? Meisvei. So the Gemara is a kasha. Nochi shehevi doiren li Yisrael. Lenta bereise. Nochi shehevi doiren li Yisrael afilu dogim hamfulomim upeires bnei yoimim. So this means he brought him very fresh fish and peires bnei yoimim mutorim. So it says peires bnei yoimim. Peires bnei yoimim means that it seems they would pick that day. Now the only matter could lochere be Rabbi Gamliel is bishleim leman deomam b'torim lekabel. So we'll say that the Gemara held that Rabbi Gamliel was Mekel Betilful. Period. Was Mekel Betilful. Tilfa the So here we see it was Mekel Betilful. Afilo Uzvadai Nitzid. Afilo Uzvadai Nitzid. Or Uzvadai Nilkat Boy Bayim. Elamandi Omar Motorim Bachila Peres Nayoimon Mishori Bachila. But if you learn that the time is that we don't even Mekel and Minamuchan is Am Gamliel. And here we have a baraisa that says it's mutter, so this has to be Am Gamliel. So we could say that Am Gamliel was Mata Betulto. Could be he held that, could be there's a third svara. Could be there's a svara to say that in Ucher it's not so poshet. I mean, how do we understand this? That it's also Bachile and Mutta Betulto. So, Lachayre, if it's also Bachila, so it should get a din of Eitzim Vavonim. But perhaps that's, that was the cool of Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel said that, even though it's also Bachila, but it doesn't fall into the category of Eitzim Vavonim. Be'etzim is Hamachu, the Goyim eat it. I mean, it doesn't, but there's a Nisar on it that a Yid is not allowed to eat it. It's not mafki the shame machol mimenu. So it's a machol. The machol is mutter bachil. It doesn't lose the shame machol because of there's an issue that Chazal asked it, but it doesn't, it's not mafki the shame machol. It's ayid rabbi alay. It's a machol that you're not allowed to eat. In the Isser Tiltul is Tully, Kalem, you're allowed to be metaltal. Oichlem, Amach, you're allowed to be metaltal. Eitzim Avon, you're allowed to be metaltal. So, Mamela, so, on Kaponim, we have here a Tana that says that Tiltul is Mutter, so this has to be Rabban Gamliel. We see that's the Lamdas, that Rabban Gamliel was Matta Tiltul. El, Lamanda, Mamatorim, Bachilem. But if you hold that Ram Gamliel is Mata Bachile, so we'll say whatever lumdus we want to say. He holds Safik Muchan is Mutta Bachile. Say Safik Darbono Lekule. Oh, but Bnei Yoima Mishori Bachile. But if it was picked today, so Kizir can be also Bachile. Peres Bnei Yoima Mishori Bachile. Take the Gemara of the Tameich. Peres Bnei Yoima Mishori Betulto. It's also not Mistaba. But the pshat you're learning is also very schwer. But to say that it's going according to Ram Gamliel, and he held Tiltul is mutter. It's not the Gemara L'Chayra seems to be saying that's a double portion. If it's also Bachilus, it's also Betulto. Not what you mentioned before. So we have to say Ella Bekavri Da Adimi. We're not here. We have to read the Baraisa with a grain of salt. That it means it's Kavri Da Adimi. The fish are red, they look very fresh. Peri de kvishi biyarkaskine. We have peris, which were kovush, and they're soaking in yarokis, and they also seem to hold their freshness. But my korlu b'nei yoimon she'ein ke'ein b'nei yoimon. That means they look like b'nei yoimon. And the chiddush is that even though their looks are very misleading. It would be a svara to say that one is not permitted to use them because they look like they were nilked neyemon. But if it's, we'll see, the Rashi says it's speaking about, but since we know that they weren't, mamela, you're allowed to use it. And then, according to Rashi, it says, going from according to the Chachomim. So this price is telling us a different Allah in Gansan. Bryce is telling us that we're not chayish for maris ayin by dogim and peiris, which look pretty fresh. If we know be'etzim that they were nitzed erev yontev, were nilket erev yontev, you're allowed to eat them. Let us see Rashi. The Levi Omar Mutorim Bachila, Kamaram Gamliel. A lot of the Sphere of the Rav Levi Kibosei, And the Milsa, who the Milsa, who the Mefosh, they're just explaining Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. Kufulamim lachim, they're fresh. Kutorim, Vakocha, Rabbi Gamliel, who the Mekel, he's the only one that's Mekel and Mucham. Shapit, Vavagav lav sofikul, Vadi muksik, lamayim, the matter betiltulai. Lakam and Porichal, the Paris, and the Yemen betiltul, Mishorne, the Mekel, Gamliel, besofik Mucham, Vavadish, and the Mucham, me Mekel. Ela bekavri dadimi adumim shloi nos leichon admumi shetachas lechayim shabait kanaisam sham day you can see if they're fresh. Peri de kvishi biyarki kshaloktum when they picked it tomnum miyad biyarek shloi yivrach lachluchon that the lachluchi should not leave it. Kvishi tmunim, k'may reisha b'kivsho, v'hani v'adi mukhaninu, that's speaking about that it's mukhan the nikom shem av yontavayim, v'ashminen, v'af olgav the domi livnei yoimim, even though the mare is misleading, v'chashini l'mare sa'ayim. V'nat chayish v'mare sa'ayim. Eisus Rashi would seem that it's, I mean, Rashi says, not we know that it was Nikorim Shemer of Yom Tovim. That means if you look at it good, Mustami, you can tell that they're not fresh. But the Ba'aval Gav the Domil of Neyoim, but it is misleading though, if you're not Medaik so much, it is misleading, Lechashin Lamarasai. Rabbi Sai Pirshu Kabri Da'adimi Menutochen Hein, Kamei Admuye Admua. Speaking about fish which is cut up in pieces, Rashi asked, because surely him came my lememus, what's the chiddush, that cut up fish, you're allowed to eat, I mean, what's the chiddush in that? Ala bekavri dadim is a ktoisvis, the vadai nitsoidu me'erev yontif, the korilei b'nei yoimon, but it's called b'nei yoimon because of the looks. Kach perish Rashi, uloi nihire. Pshited the matorim letalto ba'osa kedivrei akel. Umashmed loyosi elok ram gamliel the matir sofik muhan. So the Maginish Lamy says no, loyta maskonet takemut and everything. It's going according to everyone. Only the Adamina was that's going on total. Because the Gemara first speaking about that it was the yom and mamish, but now according to maskonet in chlam, it's going according to everyone. But Taisus doesn't learn like that. Taisus assumes that it's only going according to Rabbi Gamliel. So why only according to Rabbi Gamliel? If it was nitzed merav yontif, l'chein nirli the ein vadi shem merav yontif. The sofik vash, also Rabbi Gamliel, the matter sofik muchon, is matter sofik muchon. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Pope Hilchas, aloche. Nochi shehevi deiren li Yisrael biyantiv. And Nochi brings a deiren to a yid in yantiv. And yesh mei oisei hamin b'mechuba. If this mean one can be chayish that it wasn't in mechuba, that it wasn't mechuba in the beginning of yantiv, and it was cut off in yantiv, also, she's not allowed to eat it in Yontif. In the evening, it's also Bechdei Sheyase. What this means. But if this thing was not B'mechuba in Yontif, it's Teichat Chum Mutter. So if it was brought Teichat Chum, so it's muti allowed to use it. Chutz l'tchum also. And chutz l'tchum, one is not permitted to use it. V'habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh, muto l'Yisrael ach. But if it was brought for one yid, so that yid that we said, chutz l'tchum also, it's also for that yid, but another yid is permitted to use it. Let us see Rashi. So Trashim Yesh may oise amin b'mechuba asurim b'shamukze. That means if I can be chayish that it was mechuba ערב יונטיב, זאת אומרת מוקצה, ואפילו רב שמעון יש מוקצה בגרייגרס עצמוקים, ומחובר כגרייגרס עצמוקים תמיד, מלי לוקטה, מי אסמל, אקצינים מדייטי, מלי תחלק ומחובר בין שלוי, בין שונוכים. רב שמעון, that does not hold mukze, is not by all mukzes. There are certain mukzes where there's a svore that yoyshiva mitzape, that is shemen shebener, he put in shemen erev yontiv, but there, these yoyshiva mitzape, that means he wasn't mesiach das completely from the usage of the shemen, realizing that the possibility it won't burn out completely, so he was yoyshiva mitzape, so he wasn't mesiach das. But the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kroigris at Smukim, that a hell on Lagag, that there's a time that they become completely unedible, and then it takes time till they get into an edible stage. So, if a person wants to make Kroigris at Smukim, so he's Vesir Das, he has no intentions of eating it till it'll be completely edible, and so he has no intentions of eating it on Shabbos. So Rashi says, Mechubel, something that was Mechubel, he also doesn't, there was no intentions on him that he can't make it as Mechubel, and he didn't think that someone else would make it as Mechubel. This is no Yoshev and Mitzape. So it's Mukze. So therefore, if it was Mechubel in Yontev, so in the first day Yontev, you're not allowed to use it. So La'erev Asurim Bechdei Sheyas. Kedei, that means about the erev yontiv sheni, the night after yontiv rishon. So one should not use it bechdei sheyasu, kedei shelo yehene mimleches yontiv. You shouldn't derive benefit from meleches yontiv. That means a goy lemaisa did a meloche. He was taught, he was like it. So he shouldn't derive benefit from it. So Mimela, so he has to wait Bechdei Sheyasu, how long it would take now for the guy to cut it, to catch it. V'ho dekoma l'erev asu Bechdei Sheyasu. Alacha came with Torah. Afilu l'erev rishonami. So he's talking about the evening after the first day. Af al gav v'leil yomtev sheinihu. That means, what's that, Bechdei Sheyasu, Leil Yontiv Sheini, you can't catch anything, because it's Yontiv. Mamtim Bechdei Sheyasu Umutorim Mimonavshech. We can still wait, you wait, then it's Mutim Mimonavshech. Bafsha, Im Alay Lochoyu, Harayimtim Bechdei Sheyasu. That means, if the second day is Choyu, so, theoretically, he'd be permitted to do Malacha now. So, he waited Bechdei Sheyasu. That means he's not deriving, that means in this time he could have caught it himself, he could have tore it on himself. So, Memele, so he's not deriving benefit from the Malacha that was done in Yontif. The Im Kodeshu, and if, on the tzad that it's Kodesh, so the Bechal is not deriving benefit from Melechus Chayl. Nimtze shenilketu b'chayl. So there's no problem. He says, the whole problem is maybe yesterday was Yontif. So yesterday Yontif, so today is Chayl. So today is Chayl. So theoretically, on this tzad, that's only tzad Yisrael. So theoretically, I could now do a Melechus Chayl and do it. I could catch it now. So the Melos, I'm not deriving benefit from the Melechus Akum. Kein Tati Noite. V'yeshli Rayis Harbe. I have a lot of Rayis to this. Now, who Baal Tavya Da'erivin? Two Rayis, Rashi brings. One Raya Gemorin Erivin. It says that a deer was caught the first day on Tav. They ate it the second day yontiv. So you see that you're allowed to eat the second day yontiv. Libei shenilda baze, shemuteres baze. Also, libei was nilda one day, so it's what the second day yontiv. Alma ha'echad chaylu, v'mon nefshech mutter. V'lo yizachisi it's very interesting. Rashi is never too much marich, and here Rashi gets very personal, starts telling us of Saganse Maise. Blazachisi Lishel as P. Rabbeinu Yaakov Bedova said. I was never zeicher to ask my Rebbe if that is pshat over here, that it's mutter meitzoi yontav rishon. I thought I understood that it's poshut, it should be like that. But this cheshbon, that the whole father of his osur is because it was nenem in lechus yontav, so that means tonight is chilus, so tonight is chilus, so the way pechdei sheyase, I am not deriving benefit from lechus yontav. La'acha p'tirosi shal Rebbe, shamati es Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi shuoise ad lo meitzoi yom tov sheini. And he says, it's, you have to wait bo'erev, that means you have to wait meitzoi yom tov sheini till it really becomes chil, b'chdei sheyase, v'chol anshe ire kamoise. V'gam halachis g'doylis oisrim kein. Pedanti lefonov, so he spoke Masama Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, loy hoy li adova, it didn't help. He didn't at Carlton Zayns. The whole time by any ever we did not get bechdei sheyasu. His whole raya was from the lashon. It says you should wait till you'll be able to do it. So why says he can do it? If it's yontav lo yontav, he can't do it. You could do it, and the whole time you played is because maybe the Laila Chilus in Taki you could do it. But they demit lo koma le erev shel sheni asurim b'chdei sheyas. It doesn't say that they should say le erev is very misleading. Alma le'erev orishin kama. Matshubis Rabbeinu Gershon Meir Agoylo Matzosi Kamoisi. That it's Gam bo eilai michtov migarmaish shebo l'shom odom godol zokin v'yoshe v'yeshive min roime u'shmoi Rabbi Kloinemis u'boki b'chol ha'shas v'hoire kein v'nechlech alei. Someone has boki b'chol ha'shas, so Feist, that was a big thing. Baki v'chol ha'shas. I once saw there's a tshuvas harivosh. Harivosh brings down that someone was chelik on the ran. So he wanted to tell them, you know who the ran is. So the harivosh goes with the whole ariches. He says, there was times when Klai Yisrael was there to have G'dayle Yisrael, but knew all over. So they let him, so it's not like that. Baruch Hashem, in our day, we have one person, Rabbeinu Nissim, who's Baki in three storm. Baki in three storm. So he said, no, Baki in three storm. So maybe he's not a Katlakanya. So Rashi already had someone who was Baki Bishas. That's, Kaponim Bayi says, Baki Bechol HaShas is, not a Milse Zutrusi. Bahoyre came the Nechla Kalei. Chutz Letchum as, Surim, if was brought chutz l'tchum, lo shamati tam mekubo b'dov. I didn't hear a legitimate reason why it is also the imishum muktzah, it's considered muktzah. He was Messiah das, wherever getting it, am I mutal Yisrael ach? The imishum shanasa by Yisra b'shviloi. Kel Yisrael ach and am Yosra. The noch yishid l'kes aner b'shabes nan. In Bishvil Yisrael also. If it was done Bishvil Yisrael also, Lechilkei Beinoi Lechaveiroi. If there's such a Isserais, this, and an Isser was done Bishvilai, so it was for everyone. Kishloim ad gabi Isser, Tchumim d'Rabbonu le'achme kulehai, v'dayan im oschu alzeh. Then Rashi says, So
That means the whole thing is also als a gzeire, shema yishalach, and so that's, so he brought it for him, so he knows him. If another yid, he can't make a gzeire, because he doesn't even know him, so never sent him. Let us see Taisus. So le'ereb asum b'chdei sheyasu. Perish Rashi, k'dei shir l'kitoson, the shir it takes l'kitoson, shlo yehene mimlechas yomtev. Ulaerev rishen kama. Now, agavuche shiliki toson means the time it takes to be liked it, which means as follows. It means, let's say that this guy picked it twice 20 miles away. So you don't have to wait how long it would take for the guy to go back 20 miles, to come back 20 miles. That's, the Isser is, Yontev is, he picked it. So the time it takes to pick, if he brought him 5 oranges, so the time it takes to climb up a ladder and then pick all 5 oranges, that's Shilakitosan. That, you have to wait 5 minutes, and then you can eat it. That's Shitas Kashi. We'll see later. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a different cheshbon in the answer. The shir lekitoson shlo yehenem im leches yonta ula erev rishin kama manav shechem im tori im hoyom hayoim choyl arei bachel nilketu manel stavte pal hayoim kodesh hay laila azeh choyl so my mail is on this leil choyl I'm waiting b'chtei sheyasu. בשני ימים טובים של גול יסמאי, ידי ויראי מבייד ולאהו, שנאל דמזמת על זה, ואיתה ודיצת ביום הראשון, ואוכלו יסבים שני בערב, כן פרש רשי, וניצרק עלי ועדוינם או ישרים, עד מיצוי יונטב שני, מפורש, בכדי שיעשו לילה הורויה לעשייה. He would choose when he gets him a regal, and so he can always figure out when he claims his shame, book of a halasha, sholachli, ksav meir gamaise, kamois. Big shari, the perish kashi, the perish, the kach bein and kadei shayasu, kadei shalay yehenem in lechash yontav. The whole problem is he should not derive benefit from a lechash yontav. The goy did a malachin yontav in Cain, mevashel, beshabbos, beshoigig, amaya yochel. Hanene Mimlecha Shabbos. He has another Mimlecha Shabbos. I mean, this is Shitas Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds that a person with Mimlecha Shabbos B'Shoigik, everyone is allowed to derive benefit from it. So Mimele, so it seems they didn't consent since it wasn't B'Mezit. So here, a guy went and did a Mimlecha. I mean, it is such an Indian. One should not derive benefit from Mimlecha Shabbos. No. So then Shoigik is also Zicha Mimlecha Shabbos. But here, If the guy, if it was b'shoigik, so there's no issa according to Rameya, so a guy isn't worse than shoigik. Zichah no issa, the guy did it. What the guy did it, so why should be yosa? Amaya yochel onenem im lecha shabbos. Lavadai einze hatam. The Rosh wants to find for Rashi that Rashi held that could be Shaygik is better. Shaygik is a milsud loy shchiche. And Pinyich Mechal Shabbos b'Shaygik. So Memele, they didn't ask him. The Mashayin came, Goy is a milsud loy shchiche. So Memele, that's why they asked it, Shlo Yehenem im Lech Shabbos. The Magen Shlomo wants to say, Lalocha Rashi, I hope you don't pass like me, but pass like Yehuda, but Shaykik is also awesome. And Taka because it was Nenem Mamlecha Shabbos. But also to Lalayla. Elabadei ain't Zatam. Lakabon Taisus is Chaylik, Elatam Shema Yaymel Enochi, Leich Ulakat. So Gzeire, if the Goy, it will be permissible for you to if it's permissible for you to use what a goy liked for you, so I'll tell the goy already to climb. Mizeh atam asurim al meitzo yontav aachim b'chdei sheyasu. The Amrit Mutarim, if you say it's Mutar, but Mitzor Yontav Rishin, that's why it's also, that's why he's Chaylik on, that's why he's Chaylik on Rashi. And you have to say it only becomes Mutar Mitzor Yontav Sheni. That I'm assuming Mitzor Yontav Achim, but they she asked, the Amrit Mutarim, Mitzor Yontav Rishin, Chayshinen Shema Yema Lenochi B'Yontav Rishin Leich V'Hovi Kedei Lechol Mehem B'Sheini. So Memele, so what did they accomplish? But if they only asked the B'Chdei Sheyasa Leinzich to tell the Goy no, Al-Kuponim Lehev Leho Sheini Kein Al-Kochach Laila Haruye Lasiye Kolam.